news, and more. Join the Superhuman Radio listener mail list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, I'm excited about today's show. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Michael Shealy about his experience with some Age Force products. You know, I got a lot of heat when we brought Age Force on the show because a lot of people claimed that it was all smoke and mirrors. But I understood the science behind it, having a lot of history in transdermal delivery. And lo and behold, I get nothing but praising emails from listeners who use the product. And we're going to be talking to one of them today. A little bit later after that, we're going to be talking with Brooks Kubik about his birthday DVD that he shot on his birthday and some funny things that happened. Then during the second hour, we have a groundbreaking show. We're going to be talking to possibly one of the brightest minds, if not the brightest mind in the longevity and anti-aging movement. Aubrey de Grey will be on from his home in the UK, talking about the realities of living to 200 and beyond. It is in his scope, he says, that this can actually occur. And he is involved with the Maximum Life Organization, which we've had David Kekich on the show in the past. And David's group is vowed to reverse aging by the year 2029. Okay. Before we get started, I have to make an announcement. This is a limited time offer only to my audience. It is not available to anybody else but the Superhuman Radio audience. Age Force has introduced a new product. It is a creatine beta-alanine patch. I am very excited about this. And as a result, the folks over at Age Force have agreed to give my audience a 7-day free trial. I mean, for the 7-day period, you can get a free trial of the creatine beta-alanine patch. You have to go to Superhuman Radio. You have to click the banner ad, which you won't miss it. It's on the right-hand side. It's a skyscraper banner ad, and you have to use the coupon code CBFREE for creatine beta-alanine free to get a free trial of the new creatine beta-alanine patch. Don't miss out. This offer runs out at midnight, September 25th. Take advantage of it. Okay. My first guest is Michael Shealy. How you doing, Michael?
Doing fine. How you doing?
Now, Michael, you're in the military, I take it, right?
No, I'm a civilian instructor for the military.
Ah, okay. Okay, very good. All right, let's talk a little bit about who you are, first of all, before we get into your experience with the Age Force products in general. You are quite an accomplished powerlifter, aren't you?
Well, thank you.
I've seen your credentials. You lift in what under what sanctioning organizations?
The APF and AAPF.
Okay.
American Powerlifting Federation.
Okay. And you are in the Masters division, correct?
Correct.
How long have you been powerlifting?
I have been lifting now about 9 years.
What made you get into powerlifting?
Well, I was talked into it at the age of 39 and hung in there for 4 years and just didn't accomplish anything. And about 10 years later, I got the bug again. And in 7 months coming back, I did more than I did at 50 than I did at 39.
What do you attribute that to?
Old age. I have no idea. I would have thought that being younger and having more of everything in my system, I would have done better earlier. But I just worked hard at it and exceeded my expectations.
Maybe it's us older guys trying to defy being labeled.
I think that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, I think it does, too. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about Age Force. How did you find out about Age Force?
Quite by accident. I happened to see one of their advertisements on another website.
Sure,
and
sure.
I went to it and got to talking about the various patches and the how comes and whatnots and what fors. It interested me and tried some and by darn, they work.
Okay. Were you skeptical at first when you first saw these ads? What was the first ad you saw for the growth hormone patch, the power patch?
It was like three of them all there. It was the growth hormone and the NO and the HGH.
Okay. I mean the testosterone, you mean, right?
The growth hormone was the one that drew me, yes.
Okay. So what was the first patch you actually ordered?
I actually ordered all three, the test, the HGH, and the NO at their recommendation to get the combined effects. And the NO patch I noticed immediately.
What did you notice?
Well, and after heavy squats, I'm sucking air for at least 30, 45 seconds and then another 2 minutes before the heart gets back.
Right.
And with the HGH, I'm sucking wind for about 15 seconds, and then within a minute to a minute and a half, I'm ready to go again.
Really?
And I didn't notice that until I had forgotten the patch, and I was sucking wind and realized how good it was.
Wow, that is amazing. And were you skeptical about the patches when you were first thinking of ordering them?
Very.
What was your, when you looked at them, what were you thinking to yourself?
The main thing I was thinking about is I'm familiar with subdermal. A little bit.
Right.
And I knew its advantages, and I said, if anything's going to work, it's going to be this.
Okay. All right. So, but you went ahead and you moved forward and you placed the order. Now, the nitric oxide patch, you were able to tell immediately some of the positive benefits. What about the growth hormone patch and the testosterone boosting patch? You mentioned to me off the air that you had very, very high expectations of what you'd be able to do quickly, right?
Yes, and that was basically because of my own ignorance. The HGH, I'm thinking, wow, human growth hormone, I'm going to be lifting up the gym in 2 days.
Right.
And I saw no weight increase whatsoever, even after 3 weeks. And I called Age Force, and I got educated, and he said, well, you're not going to get that. You're going to get deeper, restful sleep, which enhances recovery. And, yeah, absolutely, from almost the first patch, I noticed that. I mean, in retrospect, I look back and go, yeah, I'm sleeping longer, and I'm actually remembering some of my dreams now.
Now, what do you mean sleeping longer? Explain that.
I am geared, no matter what time I go to sleep, to get up at 5 o'clock. And that's annoying on holidays. And now I can sleep until 7. And that's like it all day long.
Okay, okay. And you're right. Growth hormone does not stimulate strength at all, but it does aid in recovery, which in theory should then produce greater strength gains as time goes on.
Absolutely.
With the magic words being as time goes on, when did you start to notice some changes in strength?
Well, the fourth week that I was on it, and again, and that was due to the test. And I expected to be throwing the gym around the first week, and I got educated from Age Force, and they said, no, it's going to take about 3 weeks to kick in. And then you're going to see some results. And I noticed that fourth week that some of my squats at the heavier weights weren't as hard as the previous week at lighter weights.
Okay.
So the overall work was a little bit easier. It was still a grunter, but it was easier.
The sense of perceived exhaustion was starting to shift a little bit for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk more about your experience with the Age Force products. Please don't miss out on the opportunity to try what I think might be one of the most exciting patches to come from Age Force, which is the beta-alanine creatine combination. We know that creatine and beta-alanine work. Getting it into your bloodstream is always the challenge, and that's why manufacturers are always altering the molecule of creatine. Well, guess what? The Age Force patch gets the creatine and beta-alanine right into your bloodstream. So there's none of this issue about digesting and what happens to it and trying to get it into the bloodstream. It happens automatically with the transdermal patch. And you can get a free trial. Go to superhumanradio.com before September 25th at midnight. Click the banner ad. Use the coupon code CBFREE and get a free trial offer of the new creatine beta-alanine patch. We'll be right back. No
other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest during this half hour is Michael Shealy. He is an accomplished world record holding powerlifter. That's the truth, isn't it, Michael?
Yes, sir, it is.
As a matter of fact, didn't you just break a record recently?
Yes, I did. In in March Nationals, I set six world records, but only three counted because I kept breaking my own. That's the only time I'm going to brag about myself, but I'm very proud of that. At 59 years old and no real genetics, just a lot of hard work, I'm proud to be a five-time world champion with numerous state, national, and world records.
Why do you keep breaking your own records? You should sandbag a little bit. Okay, so let's get back to the discussion. So you started to notice the differences in your ability to recover, sleep better. Also, your lifts, you started to notice that the sense of perceived exhaustion was starting to shift.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been using the AgeForce products now?
It's been about a month and three quarters now.
Month and three quarters. So just under 2 months. Okay.
Right.
What do you think? Do you think it may be just a placebo because you believe in the patch so much that it's working for you?
No. I am skeptical, and I have to see proof that something works. And again, once I was educated as to what these patches actually do and how they do it, in retrospect, I can look back and go, oh, absolutely. I've got more oxygen. I've got a longer workout. I'm getting more sleep and deeper sleep. And I wake up with a better mental attitude, which I look forward to working out more.
Now, a lot of guys always think that testosterone leads to changes in libido and sexual desire. Has that been the case for you at all? Do you notice any changes in that area?
No, not really.
Okay.
Everything seems to be as it was.
Okay, which was good for you, I would take it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know, a lot of people expect a lot from drugs in general. A lot of people think that you take an anabolic steroid and overnight you see changes. Now, there are a couple classes of drugs that are that way. Growth hormone is not one of them. Testosterone in therapeutic doses will make you have a sense of wellness. However, it's not going to make your strength shoot through the roof. Like drugs like Trenbolone and Anthate or Acetate or Dianabol or Anadrol, which those will cause a rapid change in strength, but at the risk of other changes in the body that are not desirable, like blood pressure, water retention, sleeplessness, and so on, there is a cost to those types of drugs. So I can understand why you would think that, hey, I'm going to slap these patches on and I'm going to go in and lift the gym. And that attitude is what causes the great deal of disrespect for athletes by mainstream media and Congress. Because people like Joseph Biden think that you inject yourself with something and you go out and break records. And no, you know what? The drugs only allow you to train a little bit harder and recover faster. But you have to put the work in. You have to swing at the ball. You have to lift the weights. You have to do all of that. Like Louis Simmons once said, he's never seen a bottle of testosterone bench press anything.
That's right.
So you have to put the work in. These modalities just allow you to work a little bit more frequently and kind of speed the process, and that's all. So now, you've been using these products. Do you train with anybody? Do you have a training partner?
Unfortunately, no. My one spotter and coach that I had, I lost about a year ago, and I've been all by myself except for an occasional spot from someone in the gym, but usually they don't know what they're doing, so I just rely on myself.
Right. Okay. Have you told anybody about your use of the AgeForce products?
Yes. I've gone onto a number of the forums and kind of kept people up to date as to what was happening and how it's going on. I believe in it. And if I don't believe in something, I'm not going to rant and rave about it, but it's shown me something. And most of it has been in retrospect. I don't notice it at the time, but I look back now at the first week and the fourth week and et cetera, and I go, wow, I can see a difference.
Did you get any ridicule when you started sharing your experience with the products with other people?
Not really. No, I haven't gotten any yet at all.
There's a lot of naysayers out there who have invested beliefs, so to speak, almost like religious beliefs in supplements and so on. And sometimes they're not willing to be open-minded.
And I think the fact that it's non-steroidal makes a very, very big difference, certainly to me and maybe to the perception of the public.
And that's possible. That's possible. So it's safe to say that you recommend the products?
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly.
Did you know about the new creatine beta-alanine patch that just launched?
I have been advised of it, that it was still under review, and that when it came out, they let me know, and I've just heard that it's out and available now, so I'm looking forward to trying it.
Did you know that my listeners are getting a free trial? They're getting what I believe is a one-month free package of it by using the coupon code CBFREE and clicking the banner ad on my website to get to the AgeForce website.
I heard that, made the notes, and when we finish, I'm going right to it.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you going to take advantage of it? I don't see why not. Creatine and beta-alanine work. We know that they work. More research has been done on creatine than anything else, but manufacturers of creatine are always trying to find novel ways to get it into the bloodstream. You know, whether it's powders that use high carbohydrates, which my good friend now, Dr. Andro, has pointed out, I believe, in one of his Subversity blogs not too long ago, that it's unnecessary to combine all of those carbohydrates with the creatine. But obviously there's creatine ethyl ester. There's all these different molecules of creatine, and the whole purpose of these molecules and variants is to get it into the bloodstream. Well, guess what? Transdermal is like injecting. It gets it into your bloodstream. And then the geniuses over there at AgeForce decided to include another well-understood and documented amino acid, which is beta-alanine, which reduces the buildup of lactic acid. So you have a 1-2 punch here. And there's plenty of research out there on creatine and beta-alanine working together synergistically, causing a better effect. So you have creatine, which has been shown to increase satellite cell proliferation in muscles over time, as well as increase the ability for recycling ATP, which gives your muscles more energy to work harder, combined with beta-alanine, which quenches hydrogen ions and shuts down lactic acid production. And guess what? It's all getting right into your bloodstream directly from the patch. So there's no issues about getting it through your gut. How much do you absorb? Guess what? You absorb everything that gets through your skin, period. End of story. I think by far the melatonin patch and this patch, I think, are the best patches that AgeForce has come out with. I have to say that out openly.
So the creatine is going to make me work harder and or possibly longer?
Creatine has been shown to allow you to eke out those last couple reps that you would not normally be able to do without it. There's a loading phase for creatine, so that muscle saturation occurs. That'll happen with the patches over a short period of time. So, yes. And then the beta-alanine will reduce the lactic acid buildup in the muscles, which will give your muscles greater endurance. In fact, it's touted, and it was talked about on my show a few years ago, that the Korean speed skating team, the long-distance group, not the short track, but the long-track guys and gals, were all using beta-alanine. And I remember doing this show, and the guest said that the Korean speed skating team has been using beta-alanine, and they had that point in time had just medaled 8 out of 11 events in speed skating. So you have more – think of it this way. Creatine creates greater muscle voltage, and beta-alanine creates greater muscle amperage. So you can work harder and work longer with those two agents. And it's not like as though AgeForce is reinventing anything. They're taking two things that work superbly together. It's well known. They're just delivering it through the skin. That's all they're doing. So, yes, in my humble opinion, you really need to add this to your mix. I mean, this is really worthy. I predicted that their melatonin patch would be a winner. Steve Lapidus confided in me that all of the people that have ordered the melatonin patch have continued to order it. They've got no cancellations on the orders. That tells you that it's working right there.
Absolutely.
And I predict the same type of success with this patch here. I think that people who use it are going to find out that they have all the benefits of creatine and beta-alanine, and they don't have to worry about whether or not they're absorbing it, they aren't absorbing it, how much are they getting in their system, blah, blah, blah. It's in there, period, end of story. So, in summary, you're happy with your decision to use the AgeForce products?
I'm very happy in using it. Matter of fact, just one thing is 4 months ago I had shoulder surgery.
Okay.
And I've just been released to get back and start full force again. And I'm expecting to go to Nationals and Worlds this coming year. I expect, with AgeForce's help, to repeat as a world champion and to set 1, 2, 3, 4 new world records.
Question, what kind of surgery did you have for your shoulder?
Rotator cuff, minor rotator cuff.
Was this from bench pressing?
Yes.
How long does it take you to heal?
Because mine wasn't as severe as most, I had to take 12 weeks off.
Okay. And do you notice greater mobility in your shoulder now?
Not necessarily greater mobility. I'm weak as a kitten from 12 weeks off, but the pain isn't there, which allows me to do.
Tell me
a lot
about
more.
The pain. Was the pain at the front head of the shoulder?
Front part of the shoulder, and it only hurt me actually doing the bench press. Nothing else hurt, and it was on the from the chest up.
Any clicking in the shoulder?
No clicking.
Okay,
just
the labrum was fine. There was nothing wrong with the labrum, correct?
No, it was fine.
Yeah, my shoulders are really in bad shape. I don't know what to do about them. My shoulders click, clack, smack, knock, and clearly there's a lot of laxity in there. I think that I've really tore up the labrums in both of my shoulders, and I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to do any kind of heavy bench pressing at all. But I can still deadlift and squat, so I'm happy about that.
Outstanding.
Listen, Mike, I want to thank you for coming on the show today and talking about the AgeForce products openly. A lot of people are resistant to put their word and endorse a product, and I know that you're a real serious guy, and you wouldn't have done this had you not truly believed in the products.
Well, thank you much, and like I say, I'm behind AgeForce 100%. It works.
There you go. Okay. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you much.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Brooks Kubik on. He's going to tell us about his birthday shoot for his new DVD. Apparently, lots of fun and lots of funny things. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com. SuperHumanRadio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My next guest is a fan favorite. None other than Brooks Kubik, the keeper of the physical culture flame. How you doing, Brooks?
Hey, Carl, I'm great. How are you doing today?
Good, good. And I guess happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
When exactly was your birthday?
September 9.
And
go ahead.
No, and how old are you now?
54.
Hey, you're older than me now. I have to listen to everything you say.
Absolutely. Well, you know, with age comes wisdom.
Yes, and wisdom teeth.
That's true too.
So you did a DVD for your birthday.
Yeah, had the idea of, you know, sharing with people on DVD what a typical workout looks like, and this is something that I had done. Oh gosh, way back in 1997, 98, 99, I did a series of 5 DVDs, shot them in my basement gym, shot one of them outside because it involved a lot of strongman type stuff,
right.
You know, lifting heavy awkward objects, things like that, and obviously I wasn't about to try doing that in the basement. But I shot those, and we actually used VHS. I mean, it was, you know, complete.
Remember VHS, Brooks?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
complete
funny.
Old school technology. You know, I brought in this this guy who shot, and he was he worked with this company in town that, you know, really was kind of state of the art back then.
Right.
And you know, now it's like, you know, I look at these and I'm like, oh my God, it's primitive, but. But that, you know, I did those. I did a series of 7 DVDs on bodyweight training back in 2005. And I had not done one since. And it just occurred to me, you know, hey, I've got a birthday coming up. I ought to do something special. You know, a birthday present for the, you know, for the Dinosaur Training fans.
There you go.
So what I decided to do, this is one of those ideas, you know, it's an idea that grows. So my initial thought was, okay, instead of working out on Thursday, September 8, I'll just work out on Friday, September 9 on my birthday, and we'll just film the workout and show people what a typical birthday workout looks like. And then I thought, well, you know, I usually do a couple of different workouts during the week, so what I ought to do is probably do both of them. Okay, you know, so now I'm up to, we're not going to film just one workout, we're going to film 2 workouts. And then I thought, okay, they probably need to understand what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So I thought, okay, so we'll do some background and some discussion and, you know, get that out there. And then I thought, well, what I'm doing nowadays is Olympic-style weightlifting and related exercises, a lot of movements that people don't know. Or
right. They've
heard about them, but maybe they've never seen them.
Yeah, you need to see them executed so you can do them yourself before you hurt yourself, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, you need to see them. And the other thing is, I would, you know, for example, if I'm saying, okay, the easiest thing to do is a clean grip high pull, And you probably want to start with that as opposed to doing a power snatch or a squat snatch or a split snatch or a squat clean or whatever. Okay, I'm using a vocabulary that many people nowadays are not familiar with because it's a weightlifting vocabulary, and it's not only that, but it includes old-time weightlifting movements such as the split-style snatch or the split-style clean,
right,
and so on. So I said, okay, so if I'm going to be talking about these things, I need to make sure everybody knows what we're talking about. So I need to demonstrate them. So I said, okay, let's make a list of what we need to demonstrate. So I started with a list. I got about, seven exercises. It was the Magnificent Seven or the Super Seven or whatever. And then I thought, but there's really more than that. So then I got up to 10 or 12. And initially I was going to do 15. Well, the morning of my birthday morning, the day we shot it, I said, okay, let's just list everything. And I ended up with 21 different exercises.
Oh, my God. So are we talking about it got out of hand or what?
Well, it's not that it got out of hand necessarily. I mean, it's good news for anybody who watches the DVD because it's just jammed with information.
Right.
But the funny part, okay, here I am explaining what I'm going to do and then demonstrating 21 different exercises.
I was just going to say, did you shoot this all in one day?
Yes.
Oh, man. That's a hell of a workout.
Yes.
Now I got it. Now I got it.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying, well, this was great news for anyone who wants to watch it because there's so much in it. But, we started at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And at about 6:15, 6:30, I went into the house to get another bottle of water. I've got a steel water bottle that I use when I'm out in the garage.
Right.
And 20 ounces. I'd been through my 20 ounces, so I went back to get some more water. Well, I had given Trudy strict instructions. I'm going to be doing a DVD. Busy. It's a working birthday. Don't bother cooking anything special. Okay. So I go in at 6:15 or 6:30 after we've been shooting for about two and a half hours, and there's this great big huge slab of wild coho salmon lying on top of the oven with all this great vegetable food, salad and asparagus and all this other stuff ready to cook. And she says, oh, I'll throw dinner in. And I said, don't do that. I'm not done. And she said, well, you've been out there for 2.5 hours. I said, yeah, I know, but I'm not done. And she said, well, what more do you have to do? And I said, I've still got 2 workouts to do. And she looks at me like, you are totally crazy. And she's like, okay, I won't start cooking yet. You just let me know when. And I'm like, fine, I will. So I get my water, go back outside. And have you ever had a workout when you're, like, really hungry and all you can do is think about food?
Yes, often, because I've been training fasted for the past couple months. So, yes, often.
Okay.
Often.
Okay. Well, I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that one. And, so I go outside, and, now that I've seen this great big hunk of salmon, I'm hungry. So I'm hungry, but it doesn't matter because I've got to do first workout number one, and then when that's done, go back in to get some more water, and of course the big hunk of salmon is lying there still
talking to
staring
you.
At me, talking to me, saying eat me, and or actually laughing at me, saying I know you'd like to but you can't. So I go back out and I'm complaining to my video guy when we're off camera, and he's just laughing about it. He thinks it's absolutely ridiculous or absolutely crazy. So anyhow, long story short, We shot till almost 9 o'clock at night.
Wow, were you exhausted?
Yeah. Oh, I was wrung out, particularly because we have to. Normally, when I work out, I'm able to open the front door to the garage and the back door to the garage. You've been over to the house, so the garage is on a bit of a hill, so we get a nice breeze.
Right.
Well, obviously, because we were turning the thing into a little bit of a recording studio, you know what a recording studio is like, and I've been to yours, and I know that you don't have a lot of, you know, breezeways going through.
No, because any kind of air causes sound in the room.
Yeah, yeah. You still have the blankets up on the walls. And
sure,
stuff, right?
I have. For those people who are not aware of this, shipping blankets make the best acoustic, have the best acoustic qualities for killing sound.
Yeah.
So I have the room is completely lined with very, very dense blue shipping blankets, which makes in summertime with the limited amount of air conditioning I can let into the room, so that there's not a constant a sound in the background. Makes the studio hot as hell.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty funny. I mean, you know, people have no idea what you go through, particularly in the summertime, to put the show out there.
Yeah,
yeah. But anyhow, I was doing the same thing. I was doing the close the doors, muffle the sound,
right,
and then put the big lights on because we're filming under lights. You know, so now I've got the, you know, what are essentially, you know, great big halogen spotlights on me. And I was melting. Halfway through the first workout, I was thinking, man, I'm not sure if this was a good idea or a bad idea. And I was just laughing.
Did you go as heavy as you could go with these lifts, or did you lighten up knowing, realizing that you were going to have to do all of this work in one day?
Well, that's a good question, and that was another part of the whole deal.
Because after all, it's your birthday. You're trying to show, hey, I'm 54, but I'm still strong.
Yeah, you know, going strong at 54. So what I had decided to do by way of challenge, because I always like to challenge myself, and, you know, particularly on your birthday, you know, that's a good day to challenge yourself.
Absolutely.
I had one birthday back in my I think it was somewhere back when I was in my mid to late 30s, and I forget exactly when, but it was probably mid-30s. I took a birthday workout, and it was the first time I squatted 500 pounds.
Wow. Very cool.
So, you know, so that was like, oh, yeah, that's, you know, cool. And I don't know if I've ever been able to set another big PR like that, you know, something really cool like a 500-pound lift.
On a birthday,
but, you know, it's all a matter of timing, and your birthday is when it is, and, you know, where you are in your training cycle, who knows. But,
right.
But that was pretty cool. So I wanted to challenge myself, and I was thinking, okay, what can I do here that would be different? And, you know, I'm doing the Olympic lifting, as I said, and Olympic lifting from age 35, 40 on up, you've got the master's program, master's weightlifting.
Right.
You know, so I was thinking, okay, what would be something that would be good to do as a birthday workout, you know, that has some kind of meaning or significance? So, I'm thinking about this. The master's weightlifting organizations, you know, you have them in every country. And they have national championships.
You know what, Brooks? I hate to cut you off.
Take a break.
Yeah, we have to.
Sure.
Because we're a couple minutes over, and I got to stay on track today. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we
okay.
come back, we'll finish up. And I also want you to tell people when the DVD will be available, okay?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Sit tight. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones. And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking to Brooks Kubik right now. Later in the show, we're going to have the anti-aging genius discussing living to 200 and beyond, Aubrey de Grey. Quite a privilege to have him on the show. Okay, so I cut you off. You were talking about the types of lifts that you were doing, and you wanted to kind of set some personal bests if you could.
Yeah, well, what I was trying to do was try to find something that's, that is a challenge. And just kind of looking around, and what I saw was this. The Masters competitions have national championships. Some organizations have qualifying totals to be allowed to compete in a national Masters championship. And, of course, the totals vary by age group and by weight class. And they also have Pan American championships for Masters. And, again, they have qualifying totals. And then they have a Masters World Championship. And they have qualifying totals for the Masters World Championships. And, again, the qualifying totals are different based on your weight class and your age group. And for competition next year and in subsequent years, I would be in the 55-year-old weight class, or I'm sorry, 55-year-old age group, 94-kilo weight class. I weigh about 209, 210 right now. 94 kilos is about 208 pounds. And so if I were looking at competition down the road, that it would be the 55 to 59 age group, 94 kilo weight class. So I thought, okay, what's the qualifying total to compete in the world championships? That would be something that'd be cool to try to lift out in the garage. Now mind you, even if I were to do that, that would not be an official total. It's not done in competition. It doesn't mean I get to go compete in the world championships or anything else. But it was just a challenge. It was something that I thought, I'm going to see if I can do this. And I went back through my workout logs and I did the math and did the research, and I realized that at no time previously, at any age or any body weight, had I made in a workout a total in the snatch and clean and jerk that would be a qualifier for the Masters Worlds. So I said, okay, if I do this, this will be the first time that I've ever done that. So that was my challenge, to do a snatch workout and hit a snatch that was heavy enough combined with a clean and jerk that was heavy enough that it would make that qualifying total. So that was the challenge I set for myself. And so I guess we got here by you asking, was it a heavy workout? And
yes.
The answer was, yeah, it was heavy. I was going pretty heavy. In fact, heavier than I typically go in a workout. And after the 21 exercises that I had demonstrated, you can imagine that those weights really felt heavy.
And when you say heavy, can you kind of give a peek behind the curtain for some of the people about maybe one or two of the lifts and where you went with them?
Well, you're looking at a total in kilos of 170 kilos. And so to get there, you want a 70-kilo snatch, 100-kilo clean and jerk, 75.
Those are respectable lifts right there, man.
Yeah, 75-kilo snatch, 95-kilo clean and jerk. And, you know, those are, you know, as you said, respectable. And, you know, for someone in their mid-50s,
yeah,
you know, they're really respectable. You know, particularly, as I said, for a guy who's just doing this, you know, basically to stay in shape and stay strong, training out in the garage. You know, that's my world, is the world of guys who train out in the garage and do it to stay strong and stay healthy.
You know, something?
That's what I do. Go ahead.
When will the DVD be ready?
We are planning to have it, have the copies ready and ready to release on September 30. Right before the show, I talked to the guy that did the shooting, and we're going to sit down and edit them on Thursday. People can get them by going to my website, brookscubic.com. And when you're at the website, it opens up with a banner that says Dinosaur Training, Hard Work, Heavy Iron, Super Strength. And below that, you'll see a link to the Dinosaur Training blog, which you have mentioned many times. You click on the link to the Dinosaur Training blog, and the first blog is the Dinosaur Birthday Report. And that basically goes over everything that we talked about during this segment of the show. Go down to the bottom of that, and it says, you can order Going Strong at 54 right here. Click on the link, and there you are. You place your order for the DVD.
Very cool. Very, very
yeah.
cool. You know, I trained with a listener who shall remain nameless other than Mr. X. He asked not to be named on the show because he works for some high-level companies within the pharmaceutical industry. He's a devout fan of the show, but he's afraid that if his name ends up in any way, shape, or form associated with the show, that he could lose his job. And I respect that. I understand where he's coming
wow.
from.
Wow, wow.
But he came to town, and he trained with me this Saturday. And I have to tell you the truth. I didn't feel my strongest. My stomach had been bothering me. I didn't sleep well the night before. But I didn't want to go in and cry the blues and say, oh, you know, wah, wah, wah. But we deadlifted together, and he hit a personal best with the trap bar. Mm-hmm. What I estimate, what was well over 300 pounds. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was about maybe, I don't know what the trap ball weighs, but probably 330, 340 or something like that. Very, very impressive. Mm-hmm. And he's not a huge guy. He's probably 5'8", 5'9". And I pulled a couple 540s. I'm sorry, 440s deadlifts. Mm-hmm. And he flattered me. He said, wow, you know, I've not seen anybody deadlift this kind of weight before. And I'm thinking to myself, man, you should have seen me a couple years ago. I feel so weak now. And I had to put that in perspective. I mean, I'm 53 years old. I'm not going to be You know what it is, Brooks? I keep thinking that because I'm older, I should be stronger. That's where my mindset is. It's like I'm older. I should be stronger than a guy 25 or 30 years old.
Yeah. Well, the in many cases, I mean if you keep at it and you train right, you are stronger than a guy who's 25 or 30. The question is, how do you match up against yourself when you were 25 or 30 or 35 or 40? And that's what I find fascinating is competing against yourself at different periods of time. One of my goals, and this is what I'm shooting for my next birthday, is to set my all-time best lifts in the snatch and clean and jerk at age 55.
That's great.
I'm real close to them, but what I want to do, it's, you know, regardless of age, I'm saying that's what I want to do is do better on those than I've ever done before and show that snot-nosed young whippersnapper Brooks Kubik from 20 years ago, you know, just show him what for.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. All right, so listen, we're coming to the end of the interview. Tell people again where they can go and when they can get the DVD.
Okay. DVD is going to come out on September 30, but you can go ahead and place an order. And, in fact, it helps if people do that because I know how many copies to have them run. Go to my website, brookskubik.com, BROOKSKUBIK.com. Go to the blog, the Dinosaur Training blog, and read the blog post that talks about my big birthday workout. At the bottom of the post, there's a link, and the link will allow you to do a pre-order for the DVD.
Cool.
DVD is going to come out on 9:30, and you know it'll be 90 minutes to 2 hours. It'll be a long one with a lot of information on it.
Okay. Listen, Brooks, thanks for coming on the air today and talking about it.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care, Carl.
All right, take care. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Aubrey de Grey on telling you how you can live to be 200 and plus years old. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out on loan, riders on the storm.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The
convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4sportlife.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexFin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides. Southern Research Company.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
You ready? Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I'm very, very excited about this next interview. We're going to be talking in just a moment with Aubrey de Grey. He's a biomedical gerontologist based in Cambridge, UK. He is the chief scientific officer of SENS Foundation, which is a nonprofit tasked with combating the aging process. He's also the editor in chief of Rejuvenation Research, which is possibly one of the highest impact peer-reviewed journals focusing on interventions related to aging. And in 1999, he's the person who came up with the mitochondrial oxidation and aging linkage. How you doing, Aubrey?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Yeah. You know, you are probably one of the most outspoken people that discusses the possibilities of anti-aging in a degree that even the people who are involved in anti-aging seem to be astonished with. You talk about the realities of being able to live beyond the age of even 200 years old. When you talk about those, are we talking almost in a futuristic setting where maybe someday this could come about, or do you really believe that this is well within reach at this point in time, given the quality of science we have?
I think it's well within reach. The key point to remember is that when we take a machine, and when I say a machine, I mean either a simple man-made machine like a car or a much more complicated machine like the human body, and we develop methods to repair it, to essentially engage in preventative maintenance for it, then there should be no limit to how long it can maintain its function. If we look at simple man-made machines like cars,
right,
we can already see that we already have the technology, the ability to maintain those machines' function as long as we like. There are cars that are over 100 years old and they're working just as well as they were when they were built. There are no cars that are 200 years old, but that's not because we don't know how. It's because cars were not invented 200 years ago. The cars that are 100 years old now will very probably be still working 100 years from now. So it's just the same for the human body. The only difference is that we haven't yet developed the sufficiently comprehensive repair and maintenance technologies, biomedical gerontology in other words, regenerative medicine, rejuvenation technologies against aging, that will allow us to do that sufficiently comprehensively. But we're getting very close. We have a very good idea, a very detailed idea about how we would go about that. So it's just a matter of time before we get there.
Is this what they talk about when they talk about nanotechnology, these little nanobots going in and repairing things?
Yes and no. Nanotechnology, and indeed the whole range of what we could call non-biological solutions to medical problems, is an emerging area and an area that I expect will, in the very long term, be a dominant force within medicine. But no, that's not what I'm talking about. I think that we're going to achieve the breakthrough, essentially decisive control over aging that will be required for this before we actually get those technologies. I think it's going to be quicker than that, because I think we're going to be able to do it just with the sorts of relatively conventional approaches that are already being explored, things like stem cell therapy and tissue engineering and gene therapy.
Yeah, and I was waiting for you to talk about stem cell therapy, because obviously that plays a cornerstone role in the actual reparation process of organs, for instance, in systems, because we're seeing that now in a lot of the research that's being done in this area.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, certainly for absolute certain, stem cell therapy will play an absolutely pivotal role in all of this. However, it's very important to understand that there are some things that will not be addressed by stem cell therapy.
Like what?
We don't want stem cell therapy to get all the limelight. Well, essentially, the best way to say it is that stem cell therapy is all about replacing cells that have gone missing. In other words, cells that have died and not been automatically replaced by the body's normal function,
right,
by the division of other cells. Now, that's one very important part of aging, for sure. But there's lots of other parts of aging that involve something other than loss of cells. For example, in some cases, you've got too many cells. In other cases, you've got the right number of cells, but the cells are not functioning right because there's too much, the stuff that's accumulated inside the cells,
right,
that's poisoning them. In other cases, you've got stuff accumulating not inside cells at all, but outside cells, in the spaces between cells, that again may cause problems. And we need to address all of these things simultaneously. So the program that the foundation that's been created on my work, Sense Foundation, is pursuing is a very multi-pronged program looking at all of these things simultaneously.
Okay. Let's talk just briefly for a moment about things that we can do to keep our bodies more youthful as we're waiting for a lot of these breakthroughs, not only to be discovered, but also then being made available to us for this purpose. For instance, we talk a lot about stem cell. These stem cells are present in our bodies right now. There's a question that's always that I've always pondered. We have stem cells in our body right now that sometimes they'll extract and use to rebuild things. What is it that causes our bodies not to differentiate and deploy these stem cells for their rightful tasks that they were probably there for to begin with?
Right. This is an extremely good question, a very fundamental question that has puzzled a lot of people over the years. But we more or less know the answer to it right now. The answer is that the way that the body uses its resources is not dictated by individual personal longevity. It's dictated by the longevity of genes. In other words, from the point of view of evolution, it's just as good to perpetuate a genetic composition by transmission through successive generations as it is to perpetuate it through the survival of an individual organism.
Mm-hmm.
It's only you and I and the rest of humanity that have this, from the evolution's point of view, somewhat, you know, eccentric fixation on the idea of individual longevity. Evolution
right.
doesn't care about individual longevity. So there are plenty of opportunities out there for us to modulate the choices that evolution has made by which we might be able to extend our longevity. However, even that isn't going to do the whole job, because even though individual longevity is not the be-all and end-all for evolution, it still is important. So evolution's done pretty well in that regard, certainly for a species like Homo sapiens. So if we want to do a really good job, then we have to go over and above that.
Just for a moment to kind of just hang with this right before the break, the linkage between DNA and genes, obviously there's a lot of discussion about breakthroughs in supplements, nutraceuticals that stimulate the production of telomerase. And telomerase has been linked to extending the length of telomeres. Now, actually, before it was thought that it just protected the telomeres. Now it's being shown that it actually can improve the quality and the length of the telomeres. And the telomeres are, in fact, the toolbox for reparation of DNA. How important are these current discoveries in being able to enhance our longevity until we get to the point where science is ready for a 200-year-old human being?
Right. This is an extremely active area of research and debate right now. A lot of different results are coming out that lean different ways on this. But the ultimate message right now is that there's a good reason why there are lots of contradictory results. Namely, that the effect of enhancing telomerase expression and thereby increasing telomere length is double-edged. It can have beneficial effects in allowing stem cells to divide when they might otherwise be unable to divide because their telomeres are too short. But it can also have detrimental effects because of allowing cancer cells to divide, which of course is something that we don't want, because cancers are precisely a disease of unscheduled, inappropriate cell division.
Right.
Now, the way in which we manipulate telomerase expression and telomere length has a subtle effect on these two problems, this yin-yang problem. There may very well be ways in which we can promote the elongation of telomeres in cells where that's a good thing and not promote it in cells where it's a bad thing, such as cancer cells. But at the moment, we are still at a pretty early stage in understanding whether we can do that.
Okay.
And my guess is that in practice it's not going to be possible, and that we're going to have to find a different way of going about it. I proposed that actually what we need to do is simply bear down on, reduce telomerase expression and thereby inhibit the elongation of telomeres everywhere, in cells where we want long telomeres and also in cells where we don't want long telomeres. That sounds pretty crazy because, of course,
it's counterintuitive. That's counterintuitive.
We want long telomeres.
Right, it's counterintuitive.
But I have suggested that we can compensate for that problem using stem cell therapy, introducing new cells, not introducing new telomeres, but introducing whole new cells that have the nice long telomeres to replace the ones that don't.
Mm.
And the reason why that would be beneficial is because the cells that are cancerous, in other words, the cells that we really badly don't want to have long telomeres, are awfully good at masquerading as normal cells. In other words, if you like, hitchhiking off the therapies that we're doing to stimulate the telomere elongation of the cells that we like.
Right.
So the best way to avoid that is to avoid trying to be selective, to avoid the demand of trying to distinguish between the cells that we like and the cells we don't like. Now, I do want to emphasize that this proposal is very experimental and very controversial. And a lot of other people are still focused on the alternative idea of distinguishing really, really rigorously between the cells that we like and the cells we don't like, the stem cells on the one hand and the cancer cells on the other hand. And that may work, All that matters is that we should be continuing to pursue a diversity of approaches. We just don't know what's going to work. That's what research is about.
Right.
We just don't know what's going to work.
Right.
So what matters is that we should be pursuing all of these approaches, and then the one that works will work soonest.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. And when we come back, I've got more questions for you. I want to discuss the mitochondrial relationship to aging. We're talking with Aubrey de Grey. He's actually going to be in Louisville this weekend, Saturday. Anybody who's in the Louisville area, you can go to the Idea Festival and attend his lecture there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle building fat burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Aubrey de Grey about the possibility of living past the age, not 100, but 200 and beyond. Now, Aubrey, explain to my audience the theory behind mitochondria and its failure to replicate and subsequent aging, please.
Okay. So the key thing to understand about the whole idea of regenerative medicine against aging is that it is a divide and conquer strategy. In other words, we enumerate all of the various molecular and cellular changes that happen in the body during life and that accumulate over time and eventually contribute to age-related ill health. And we need to fix all of those things. We can think of it as preventative geriatrics. And normally I describe those various changes, of which there are a very large number, in seven major categories. Categories that are a useful classification because they help us to describe the therapies that we would apply to reverse those things, to repair those types of damage. So mitochondrial mutations is one of those seven types of damage. The mitochondrion is a really important part of almost every cell in the body. It's the part of the cell that does the chemistry of breathing. So what's the chemistry of breathing? It is the combining of oxygen that we breathe, obviously, with the nutrients that we eat to extract energy from those nutrients. And it creates carbon dioxide, which we breathe out. So that's what mitochondria do. That's actually only one of the things they do, but it's the main thing. And over aging, mitochondria accumulate mutations because they have their own DNA. Mitochondria are this really special part of the cell. They're the only part of the cell that has its own DNA that's outside of our normal chromosomes. So that DNA, it turns out that it accumulates mutations really rapidly, far, far more rapidly than the rest of our DNA. And there's plenty of good evidence that shows that that accumulation of mutations in the mitochondria makes a big contribution to pretty much all aspects of aging. It slows down the way that we can extract energy from nutrients because it slows down the chemistry of breathing. And, of course, extracting energy is how we survive. If we don't have energy, then there's an enormous number of things that we can't do right. Of course, the real detailed story is much more complicated than that, but that'll do for the moment. Ultimately, mitochondrial mutations are bad for you. So the question then is, what can we do about it? And the key comes from what I just mentioned, that mitochondria accumulate mutations incredibly rapidly, far, far more rapidly than the nuclear DNA that we have,
really?
Most of the DNA that we have. So what people are interested in, and they've been interested in this since well before I was around, since the mid-80s, in fact, they're interested in making the mitochondrial DNA unnecessary. That sounds pretty crazy, but all it means is putting copies of that mitochondrial DNA into our regular chromosomes, into the nucleus, modified in such a way that it still works, even though the DNA is in the wrong place. Now, of course, there are loads and loads of complicated details involved in actually making that work. And for a long time, people thought that some of those complicated details were intractable, that we'd never be able to do it. But a few years ago, there was a big breakthrough made by a group in Paris, actually, in France, that essentially solved the main problem in that area. So now we feel that it's an altogether more practical proposition, and we're working very hard on it right now.
Okay. With that being said, one of the things that's not discussed quite often when we talk about longevity, we always focus on science, medicine, but very little discussion is given to modalities of exercise, because one of the things that increases mitochondrial size and biogenesis, in fact, can actually increase the number of mitochondria per cell, is intense exercise. Is anyone looking at the effects of exercise, Aubrey?
Oh, absolutely. But I want to disabuse you of the assumption that I think you're making here. It's not necessarily a good thing to have a lot of mitochondria. Exercise is good for you, but it's good for you for much subtler reasons than that.
Okay.
So if we look at professional athletes, for example, people have looked at the mitochondrial content of the muscle of professional athletes, and in particular, they've looked at how that content changes when those athletes retire, when they stop training so hard as they used to. The answer is, the number of mitochondria declines, but it doesn't just decline gradually. It declines really, really fast. And the reason it does that is because there's an active process of elimination of some of those mitochondria. Now, you might ask, why would that happen? And the answer is because if you have too many mitochondria, in other words, more mitochondria than is justified by the amount of oxygen that you're breathing, then it's actually bad for you.
I can see that
underemployed mitochondria are the worst type of mitochondria to have.
Wow.
They're the ones that make the largest amounts of the toxic free radicals that cause damage to DNA and so on. So we should be very glad that we have mechanisms that increase the number of mitochondria in our muscles and elsewhere when we need them, and decrease the number of mitochondria when we cease to need them. That's all working great. That's all wonderful. The thing that's not wonderful is something completely independent of that process. It's all to do with what I mentioned earlier, the mitochondrial DNA.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, we're coming fast on another break. Before we get into that, I want to talk a little bit about some of the things. What do you do personally, Aubrey? Has anyone asked you that? What you do personally to enhance your longevity?
Yeah, sure. People ask me that all the time. And actually, the big thing I want to point out here is that this is something that you can't generalize about. So I myself do none of the things that most people would suggest. You know, I don't particularly do all that much exercise. I don't take any supplements. I, however, do eat a very good diet, a balanced diet. And I also, I'm very tall and thin, and I don't smoke. So it's pretty much, you know, what your mother told you. And the big thing I want to point out about this is that there are a lot of people who would not be able to be so healthy as I am at my age, living the way I do. A lot of people would need more exercise. A lot of people would need to, you know, drink less beer, for example. The point is here that you only will succeed in maintaining your health to the maximum potential of your metabolism if you pay attention to your metabolism. Every individual is different. So whatever book you might read, whatever it might suggest, by definition, a book is a generalization. And a generalization can only be an approximation to what you should actually do. What you should actually do is pay attention to your own body. Do what works for you.
Very good. Very, very good. True words. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'd like to take this discussion towards epigenetics for a moment, since you've talked about the individuality of this process. We're talking today with Aubrey de Grey. He will be here in Louisville Saturday at the Idea Festival. If you're in driving distance from Louisville, Google Idea Festival, Louisville, Kentucky, and sign up for his lecture today. It's under $20 to sit down and listen to him speak about these very, very important topics. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint Forum to ensure your success. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures
ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Aubrey de Grey. Now, you talk about the individuality of this journey a second ago, Aubrey, which really is a very, very important discussion. There's a big buzzword out there now, epigenetics, which speaks to the individuality of how people treat their bodies, that they're not a slave to their genetics. What are your thoughts on epigenetics and how they've come to the forefront?
Right, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, the reasons why different people differ in their metabolism and their responses to different interventions, whether they be lifestyle or medical interventions, is because of both genetic differences and epigenetic differences. And the epigenetic differences are, in many cases, a result of chance. In other words, they arise just as a result of literally unregulated, unprogrammed, random occurrences, especially very early on in life, well before we're born. So that's why, for example, identical twins are not really identical in terms of how they look and how they behave and how they fit,
how they age. You'll see twins, one will get a disease and one won't.
So, exactly.
And
this is not just, I mean, of course, there is also a contribution from lifestyle choices. You know, some, if you have two identical twins, one of them may choose to live a riskier life than others, one of them may choose to smoke and the other not, and so on. But an awful lot of the differences are not because of that, and also not because of any genetic differences, because, of course, in the case of identical twins, there essentially are no genetic differences. They are the result of random changes that have occurred to the expression of genes in different tissues as a result of random events very early on in development. And those are epigenetic changes.
Right. Okay. All right. Here's a question that I've been pondering for some time. I know that you are on the Scientific Advisory Council for Maximum Life Foundation, David Kekich's organization, and they have vowed to reverse aging by 2029. A lot of times when you make statements like that, it's very, very dangerous. But I know that in the marketing world, you have to make these kind of statements in order to enlist people emotionally and get them to support this concept. However, at the same time, in 2008, the American government invested through the National Intelligence Council to do the research for the top
disruptive civil technologies that have a potential to impact the United States by 2025. These particular technologies were important if they affected the United States geopolitically, militarily, economically, or socially. And the number one disruptive technology that the American government cites is the science of biogerontechnology, the science of getting people to live longer. It has great impact on the economic, on all of the areas, economic, militarily, socially, I mean, everything. It's not, in my humble opinion, it's not in a government's best interest to have its people live longer, especially when we have social endowment funds like Social Security and Medicaid and Medicare. Is it realistic to think that the governments of countries will get out of the way of scientists and let them introduce these technologies that will help people live longer?
Right. So you really posed the question exactly right, in the sense that you have juxtaposed the pros and the cons of living longer. But luckily, the way that we're actually going to live longer when this technology comes along resolves the conundrum that you have described extremely cleanly. The only reason why governments, or indeed the general public, are scared of the idea of living longer is because they equate it with the idea of having an awful lot of people around who are suffering, who are in ill health as a result of having had the misfortune to be born a long time ago. And of course, the technology that we're talking about, that I'm talking about, has nothing to do with that. We are talking about causing people to live longer as a result, as a side effect, of keeping them healthy for longer. So, in fact, the proportion of people that will be in a frail state as a result of their age will be going down, not going up, even though the average age of the population will be going up. That's an absolutely critical thing to bear in mind. And governments understand that too. Unfortunately, the public are being pretty slow to understand it, and resistant to it, because they don't quite believe that it's going to happen. But I can assure you that when experimental results reported in the media reveal and convince people that it really is going to happen fairly soon, then there will be a ridiculously rapid, an extremely rapid sea change in public opinion. And the critical thing from my point of view is that opinion formers and policymakers should be ready for that, should be educated enough to understand and anticipate what's going to happen before the sea change in public opinion hits them like a tsunami.
Gotcha. Very, very good. Very good. Yeah, because if people are not, you're right. The premise of having an older population, given a degree of illness and maladies in the population today, means that there are a greater degree of drain on the economics of a country. But the reality is, if people are more robust, they're healthy, they actually are going to contribute to a greater degree to the economics of a country. So I agree wholeheartedly. You mentioned about the importance of diet earlier when you were talking about your own protocols that you adhere to. Are you familiar with Dr. Cynthia Kenyon from UC San Francisco?
Oh, of course. I know her very well.
Okay. She's done a lot of research into whatever you want to call it, ancestral diets, Paleolithic-style eating, you know, the name du jour that people are using. But she's looked into the way humans ate before we became marketed to and before the agricultural revolution. And she has discovered that there is a potential to increase longevity simply through diet. Could you speak about that just for a minute?
Right. So Cynthia is by no means the only person who's looked into this area. And it's a very important area right now, because it may very well be that a modest improvement in postponing age-related ill health can be achieved through appropriate diets. And Cynthia and other people have presented quite persuasive arguments that a Paleolithic-type diet may be the right sort of way to go. Now, I want to emphasize that there are other people who have presented contrary arguments, so this is a very live, very experimental area of research. But the big thing that I want to say, which really sort of overrides all of that, is that even if the paleolithic diet might confer some benefit in terms of postponing aging, or for that matter, if some other diet might confer some benefit in postponing aging, I believe that we can be absolutely certain that no diet will postpone aging really very much. We're not talking about postponing aging by like 30 years. The only way we're going to be able to get a multi-decade postponement of the ill health of old age, the diseases of old age, is by medicine, is by developing medicine that really pushes back and actually reverses the ill health, the accumulating damage that eventually causes the ill health of old age. And we're not going to do that with diet. We're only going to do it with medicine.
In a recent article that I read that had a YouTube video of you speaking placed in the center of it, the author of the article claimed that the idea of longevity that you were proposing would only be available to the richest few, and the rest of us would be dying on time because we don't have the wealth to buy into this new technology. Do you foresee the process of longevity being available to the masses, or do you see it being a small niche of people who will be able to afford it?
I'm absolutely certain that it will be available to absolutely everybody. The only real question, of course, I mean, we all know that every technology becomes available to everybody eventually,
right,
when it gets cheap enough. The only real question is how quickly. Will it actually take a long time to trickle down, or will it be very quick? In this case, I'm absolutely sure that it will be very, very quick. And here's why. It's not just because there will be, you know, political clamor for it and all that. It'll be for economic reasons. The fact is that, at the moment, high-tech medicine doesn't pay.
Huh.
All it does is it modestly postpones the ill health of people who need it, typically the elderly, but then those people get sick anyway, and they cost a lot of money for a nice long time, same if they ever would, before they die. So it's just money down the drain, you know, and the only benefit is a relatively small increase in the lifespans of the people to get the medicine. With medicine of the sort that we're talking about, medicine that actually confers proper rejuvenation, regenerative medicine for aging, we're going to see an indefinite postponement, a complete permanent postponement of the ill health of old age. And that means that we will not have that downside. All we will have is the upside, the increase in the time in which the people getting the medicine will be able to contribute wealth to society. Plus, of course, we won't have the loss of productivity of the loved ones of the elderly, and so forth. So medicines that work against aging will pay for themselves economically incredibly quickly. That means that it's really a bit like basic education. You know, even in a tax-averse society like the USA, you know, basic education is free
right.
for everybody who needs it. And the fundamental reason why it's free is because if we didn't educate our populace, then 20 years down the road, we'd be economically crippled. It's going to be exactly the same with this. It's going to be economically suicidal not to buy these therapies, irrespective of ability to pay, to absolutely everybody who's old enough to need them. So my prediction, my absolutely certain prediction, is that these therapies are going to be available to everybody extremely soon after they become available to anybody.
Now, Aubrey, it's the nature of the human being to constantly push things in the direction of desire. Just like we're trying to wrap our heads around and push this notion that we can live to 200. When that's achievable, humans will want to live to 300, and then 400, then 500, then 600. And when is enough, or what happens? Is there going to be a mandatory expiration date on human life if we get to this scientific point in the future?
Well, luckily, we're not really going to have to ask that question, because what's going to happen is that we're going to achieve a cusp, a breakthrough that I've been calling longevity escape velocity. What that's going to mean is that we have sufficient understanding of how to postpone aging, that we are increasing longevity by roughly 1 year per year, and then more than 1 year per year.
Okay.
And that means that we will go through this threshold from a point where everybody lives not much longer than they live today, maybe 100 years, not much longer than that, into almost immediately a point where there is absolutely no limit on how long people can expect to live. So we won't actually have anyone who's lived to 1,000 years old for 900 years, obviously.
Right.
But we will much sooner than that, like, you know, very soon indeed, we will have people who expect to live to 1,000 years. That's the key thing we have to take into account. And that means that the whole business of thinking about how long we're going to live is not really going to be the issue. The issue is going to be about what we're going to do next. People are going to think first things first. They're not going to want to get sick, and they're going to expect that they never will want to get sick. So they're going to be very grateful for these therapies, but their lives are going to be revolving around the things that they're doing because they're not sick. And they will just carry on that way, and people will make changes to their lives, whether it's changes to relationships or changes to careers or changes to anything, just in the same way that young people do today.
Okay. Last question I'm going to ask you. I'm not a very religious person, but I do remember that in some of the early pages of the Bible, they talk about certain individuals living for, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years. Do you think that we actually did have longevity on our side, thousands of years ago, and we have shortened our lives? Or do you think that they were just using a different increment of time counting back then?
I have absolutely no idea. I think it's much more preferable to work on the basis of things that we can actually explore experimentally in today's laboratories. And for sure, whether or not we had people living a very, very, very long time, a long, long time ago, the way to go forward now is to look at what humanity exists as and what it consists of today and to figure out how to improve it.
Very good, very good. Aubrey, do you have any other places that you'll be speaking, any other lectures you'll be holding in the upcoming months that we'd like to announce to my audience here? This is an internationally syndicated show, so we have people in every country listening to the show.
Sure, I mean, I give talks pretty much everywhere all the time. I'll be, as you've mentioned, I'll be in Louisville on Saturday. I'll be in Oxford, England, 2 days later on Monday. On the following Thursday, I'll be in Baltimore, giving a couple of talks on the 12th and the 13th of October. I'm going to be speaking in Pasadena on the 3rd of October. I'm going to be speaking in St. Petersburg on the 8th of October. I have a pretty packed schedule.
Do you have a website?
The Foundation's website, FENS.org, then the calendar of my speaking engagements is available.
Okay, so go to SENS.org and you can find where Aubrey will be speaking, and perhaps if he's speaking someplace within driving distance, I suggest that you go. Aubrey, thank you so very much for coming on the air today and talking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. All right, so there you have it. We wrap up another episode of Superhuman Radio. And I want to thank both of my guests, all three of my guests today, actually. Of course, Aubrey de Grey. Go to his website, SENS.org. That's S like Sam, E-N-S like Sam.org, and learn more about his speaking locations and venues. And then, of course, I want to thank Brooks Kubik. Check out Brooks Kubik, KUBIK.com, for his new training DVD that he published on his birthday. Thank God he didn't kill himself. That would have been a horrible headstone to have both his date of birth and date of death just separated by the year. And then, of course, thanks to Michael Shealy for coming on and talking to us honestly about his success with some of the Age Force products. And don't forget, Age Force is giving away for free to my audience their new beta-alanine creatine patch. Don't miss out on this opportunity. Go to superhumanradio.com, click the creatine beta alanine patch banner ad, and when you're at the site, use the coupon code CBFREE, C like creatine, B like beta alanine, F-R-E-E, and get a free month supply of the new creatine beta alanine product. Don't miss out on that. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.